What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ask Paul. Of course, my name is Paul Abernathy, your host, and welcome to the podcast where I answer your questions that you submit to me via our website over at paulabernathy.com. That's paulabernathy.com. Of course, this is an affiliate of Electrical Code Academy Incorporated, your number one resource for residential, commercial, grounding and bonding, and of course, our infamous Fast Tracks program that teaches you the National Electrical Code. You can get information on all of those over on electricalcodeacademy.net, or you can go to Master the NEC if you want specifically exam preparation. You'll click the links there and you will find the answer to what you seek over on our websites. Okay, well, welcome to tonight. Tonight's show is, again, brought to you by paulabernathy.com, which is the Let's Ask Paul portal, which you can submit your questions, and it does not necessarily have to be on the National Electrical Code. It can be on anything electrically related, my opinion on something, whatever you feel. Go ahead and go over to that website and just simply submit it. And I'm more than happy to select your question and answer it in a podcast, or maybe even give you a personal email and answer a question for you, or at least give you my opinion of it. So today's question, we probably have talked about this many times, but again, it comes up and it's always one of those things where students want to know the down and dirty when it comes to junction and pull box sizing and calculations. And so I'm going to try to cover that in a podcast and kind of give you some insight and different things to think about. So we're going to be talking about when we're dealing with 4-gauge and larger insulated conductors and 1,000 volts or less, we're going to be talking about pull box sizing, junction box sizing, and whatnot, okay? So hopefully those that have a code book are going to be looking in 314.28 of the National Electrical Code, which is where we're going to go in order to learn these different rules, which is straight pulls, angle pulls, splices, U-pulls, dimensions like X, Y, Z, depths of boxes, and all the goodies that are associated with that. But I will tell you, if you really want to get an in-depth understanding of all these, then consider our Fast Tracks program, because within Section 1, you have we have a specific unit that deals in boxes and enclosures, and it really goes deep into these calculations. In fact, great illustrations that really hammer it home so that you get a real good understanding of the subject. But of course, you also have access to the textbook as well, so you can always go through the textbook if you want, print off any pages you need. All of that stuff is available in our Fast Tracks program. So again, if you really want to learn the NEC, that's the best method to really understanding the National Electrical Code. So the question that submitted today was, hey, Paul, I'm learning about junction and pull box sizing and would love it if you would give me a brief summary of what the straights and angles and all of that is. So, and that's basically where he ended it. And I'd love to do that for you. Okay. So first thing I'll tell you is that we're not talking about things that are 6 AWG and smaller conductors. That's 314.16. That's where we get into cubic inches and things like that. We're talking about 4-gauge and larger insulated conductors and how to size pull boxes, junction boxes, splice boxes, what have you. And so that's what we're going to kind of talk about in today's episode. So we're going to start out with the most simplest one, and that is dealing with a straight pull. Okay, so 314.28A is talking about a straight pull. And this is when you have a junction box and you're coming in on one side of the raceway and you're going straight out the opposite wall, right? You're pulling straight through. That is called a straight pull. So the National Electrical Code tells us in 314.28A that is going to be 8 times the largest trade size. Okay, so the length must be 8 times the trade size of that largest raceway. So if I've got a trade size 2 coming in, which many people refer to as 2-inch, it's really called trade size 2. But again, I think we all know what we're talking about if you say 2-inch. But it's coming in from the left side, and it's pulling straight through, and it's going out the opposite side. That's a straight pull. So the answer to that would be 2 times 8. Because 8 is the designator, okay? And I tell people to remember that by going straight as 8, straight as 8, straight as 8. Think of it that way. So anytime you have a straight pull, it would be, again, trade size, that would be in this case a 2, times 8 is 16 inches. So that junction box, that pull box, from the left side to the right side, because we're pulling straight through, straight pull, has to be at least 16 inches. 2 times 8. Okay? Pretty simple. So if you're thinking in that understanding, you're thinking, well, okay, well, I get that. Well, how deep does that box have to be? How wide does that box have to be since it's simply a straight pull? There's no angle pulls. It's just pulling straight through. So this sounds like this is a long, at least 16 inches long, but it is a narrow box. Okay, so the width of it, now we've got the length down, again, 16 inches. But the width of it, basically, it is only required to be the width that's necessary to handle the connector, the lock nuts, the bushing, okay? Since there's no angle pulls, it has to just accommodate the actual raceways being connected to that box. Makes sense? But you still got to be able to put on the lock nuts. You still have to be able to put on the bushing, okay? And so basically, the length is established, but the height of the box is very indicative of the raceway and the fitting and the lock nut and the connector and all that stuff. So it only has to be so high. But it has to be a certain length. Again, 16 inches. Now, what about the depth of that box? So we're not talking about a situation where a raceway comes into the back of the box in a removable cover. We're just talking about the depth of it, right? We have a trade size 2 coming in from the left side, going into a 16-inch long box, and then it's going, a trade size 2 is going out the right side. Okay, the height of it only needs to be as high as to accommodate the raceway, the connector, the fittings and bushings and whatnot. And the depth of it itself only has to be deep enough to accommodate the raceway, the fittings, the bushings and whatnot. And that's all that's necessary. So in this case, we're only focused on the straight pull and the fact that that box has to be at least 16 inches long, okay, to accommodate. All right, now, when we have a straight pull, for example, and we have multiple raceways coming in. So let's kind of look at this same example. But instead of having one trade size 2 coming in from the left and going out the right, okay, no top and bottom, just coming in from the left and going out to the right, just simple pull box, more look more like a rectangle, if you will. So let's say we've got two trade size 2s and a trade size 3 coming in from the left. And on the right, we have a trade size 2, a trade size 3, and a trade size 4. Now, we're not necessarily concerned with the routing of these conductors because we know that they're going in one side and straight out the other side. So we'd still have the rule that we have to apply. But remember what we said? It's the largest raceway. And so when we're doing this calculation, we can look at the left and we can look at the right, and we realize that there's no sense in doing any calculation on the left because there was a trade size 2, trade size 2, and a trade size 3. But on the right, there was a trade size 2, a trade size 3, and a trade size 4. Well, trade size 4 is the largest raceway, and since we're only doing one measurement, we're going to use that 4. So it'll be 4 times 8, remember, straight is 8, equals 32 inches. So the 3 raceways coming in on the left side, 3 raceways coming in on the right side, right? The key is we're using the right side because it has the largest raceway, which is a trade size 4, and we follow what the rule was in 314.28A1. If you're not there, pause, go to it, and look at it. And that would be, again, 4 times 8 equals 32 inches. Now, of course, the height of it has to accommodate all 3 of those raceways, and obviously the depth of it would have to accommodate the depth of those raceways, the fittings, you know, the connector, the fitting, the connector, the bushing, the lock nuts, and what have you. And of course, this, in being the fact that we said it was a trade size 4 was the largest, well, we know it's at least going to be 4 inches or more, right? It can't be less than that because it wouldn't be able to accommodate the trade size 4 raceway, right? So again, these are straight pulls. There is no other dimension. The depth of this, again, is only has to be deep enough in this box to accommodate the lock nut, the bushing, the fitting, and all that type of stuff, okay? All right, so that's our straight pull. Nothing over fancy about that, right? Pretty straightforward. Just remember, straight is 8. Now, don't get confused because you're not adding any additional raceways in the same row. That's all for angle pulls and splice pulls. That is not what we're doing here. This is just a simple straight pull. Keep it simple, stupid, right? Okay, so let's think of the next thing. Okay, so straights are pretty darn easy. Next, we're moving into angles or U-pulls, or even with their splices in the box. Let's say you have power distribution blocks in this box, which constitutes a splice. So let's say we have a square box and we have three raceways coming in the top, but instead of coming out the opposite side, it's coming out the right side. So you know these are angle pulls. Now, the first thing you have to do is you have to come up with dimensions. So left or right is typically what we would call an X dimension. That's the width of the box. And then the height of the box would be our Y dimension. Okay. So remember, we're doing angle pulls now. So with angle pulls, you're going to look at 314.28A2, and you'll know that angles, with an S, keep it plural, we'll say angles is 6, because there's 6 letters in angles. So that is your multiplier, 6, okay? So with splice, it's 6, okay? So just kind of things to think about. When you think of U pulls, it's 6, U, and then pulls with an S is 6. However it helps you think about it, but remember, straight is 8. Anything else is 6. You with me? Okay, so in our example, coming in the top of our box, so we got to size this box. Coming into the top, we have a trade size 2, a trade size 3, and a trade size 4. Coming into the right side of the box, we have a trade size 2, a trade size 2, and a trade size 3. Okay? Different raceways, different sizes, but we know that the conductors are going to split up and whatnot. So we have a 3 coming in from the top, 3 going out from the right. Nothing coming on the opposite side from the ones in the top, and nothing on the left side from the ones that are coming into the right. So there is no straight pulls here. Okay? Okay, so let's do each side that has raceways first. And here's what the code says. Okay, now the code says it's going to be 6 times the largest raceway in the row, plus the sum of the additional raceways in the same row. Okay, so in the top, we got a 4, a 3, and a 2. And in the right side, we got a 2, a 2, and a 3. So we're going to do the Y dimension first, and that's from the top to the bottom. So when you're doing it, it's to the opposite wall. So in this case, it would be 4, which is the largest raceway, times 6, plus 3, plus 2, because you had a 3 and a trade size 2 in the same row with that 4 coming in the top, right? So that gives us a total of 29 inches. So our measurement on the Y, okay, which is the vertical dimension, is 29 inches. Now, we then shift to the right side, because remember, we're measuring to the opposite wall. So on the right side, the largest trade size is a 3. We had a 3, a 2, and a 2. So it's 3 times 6 plus 2 plus 2, which equals 22. So the horizontal, or the X plane, is 22 inches. So this box is 29 by 22. Okay? Now, we're going to get into something a little later where you have a raceway that contains the same conductor. In other words, it's coming in, let's say, that trade size 4, and then going down and maybe going into that trade size 3. There is one more dimension that's a Z dimension, and that is since each one of those raceways contain the same conductor, and again, that's unbroken, then they have to also be a distance from each other from the fitting entry to the fitting entry of the other raceway. And that is our Z dimension. And that is basically 6 times the largest raceway. Okay. So in this case, if it was a 4 and a 3, you'd use the 4. And you have to have that separation. So you have to be careful where you cut your raceways in on the side to make sure that you're also going to have that dimension as well. Okay. So that's when we have angle pulls, but it's when a raceway has the same conductor coming in, unspliced, continues and goes in and out through another raceway. Each one of those raceways have something in common. They hold the same conductor. So then you have to have that Z dimension. We'll talk about that a little more in a minute. So in our case right here, our box is 29 by 22. That is our angle pull box. Now, as far as the depth, again, the depth of that box, since there's nothing coming in the back, there's a removable cover, but there's no raceways coming in from the back. So the depth of that box only needs to be deep enough to accommodate the raceways, and that would be their lock nuts, their bushings, and what have you, okay? Now, if the box was deep because it was two separate rows on the top, then you're going to calculate the Y dimension from the top to the bottom using whichever row gives you the greater value. For example, it could be a 4, 3, and a 2 in one row, and then behind it in that same side, you could have a 6, a 4, and a 3. Well, obviously, the 6, the 4, the 3 are going to yield the greater value. So that's the value you would use. And you get to ignore the other row. You with me? You choose whichever row is going to be the dominant one and give you the greatest value for the box in the Y dimension. And the same thing would follow for the X as well. Okay, if you had multiple rows, you compare the two rows, whichever results in the greater value, that's the one you're going to use. You with me? For most examples that we get when we're doing exams, they'll just give you one row and you have to try to work the dimensions based on what you have. Now remember, only answer what the question's asking you. On an exam, don't elaborate into saying, well, I know there's a Z dimension, especially if they didn't give you any conductor routing. Because if it gave you no conductor routing, you don't really have a clue which raceways share conductors. You'd be guessing. And you don't want to guess for an exam. Okay? In the real world, you're pulling your raceways and you're putting your raceways in and you're pulling your conductors. You know how to size things, how to separate them, how to get that Z dimension, because you're the one designing the system. On an exam, they might not give you that information. So you have to work it out based on what you have. Okay? Now, what if I have that same scenario, but let's say I have a junction box and I'm coming in from the left and I'm going out the right. So it looks like it's a pull box. It's a straight pull. It looks like it. However, in there, the conductors stop. You with me? They stop and they terminate on power distribution blocks and they're mounted in the box. Okay. Well, because of that, that constitutes a splice. And since you have them in there, here's what you're going to do. Because they're power distribution blocks, and because of the nature of what we're doing with those, then they are going to be treated as such as if they were splices. So in this case, you wouldn't use straight as eight. You would come in from the left. It's got, let's say there's a trait size two. There's four trait size twos on the left, and there's four trait size twos on the right. And these has power distribution blocks that come through. How do you calculate this? Well, you forget straight times eight. Okay, straight is eight because that's not what's at play here. These are splices. So they're going to fall under the allowance of 314.28A2. And in this case, it's a multiplier of six. So it would be two, which is the largest raceway. Of course, they're all two, but two being the largest, times six. But because they're splices and because they fall under 314.28A2, you have to remember, it is the largest raceway times six plus the sum of the other raceways on that side in the same row. So it's two times six plus two plus two plus two, which is 18 inches. So that horizontal dimension from the left to the right with those splice boxes, with those power distribution blocks in there, is going to be a minimum of 18 cubic inches, okay? And you only had to do that one side because obviously on the other side, they're the same identical raceways. There's a four twos, trait size twos there. So this is an application where you might have the power distribution blocks in there and all of the phase A's go to one block, all the phase B's go to another block and what have you, that type of scenario, okay? So that also, by the way, is exactly how you would address splice boxes. Okay? Same concept. Now, going back to when you have a raceway enclosure and the raceway contains the same conductor. In other words, it comes in, turns, and goes down, and it's not spliced. So in this case, you have to have a separation or a distance between raceway entries when they enclose the same conductor. And it's also based on the fact it's in 314.28A2 that it has to be six times the trade size of the largest raceway. So in this case, let's say I have a box that says, say it's a 12 by 12, but I have a trade size two coming in the left side and I have a trade size two coming in the bottom. Well, it's simply one conductor or one set of conductors coming in and going straight down. Okay, well, both these raceways are carrying the same conductor. It's not spliced, so it's the same conductor, just carrying on through. Well, because of this, I have to have a dimension from the raceway on the left to the raceway at the bottom that cannot be closer than six times the largest raceway. So in this case, both of them are trade size two, right? So it would be two times six is 12. So I have to have that separation in order to be able to get 12 inches apart. Now, if that box is 12 by 12, guess what? That's not going to happen. It's just, it's not possible because you can't get the raceways far enough apart because the box itself is only 12 by 12. So this is going to push you into having a larger box. So keep that in mind. Now, exams typically don't bring that to flavor because, again, they're playing with what ifs, and they're not, unless they give you enough information or give you different options for box sizing, that's just something that you need to be aware of, okay? Because those raceways would be too close together. Even if you moved it all the way to the right and you moved the left one all the way to the top, well, if you do that, it's just possible that if I move the left one all the way to the top and the bottom one all the way to the right in the 12 by 12 diagonally, I might get 12 inches from raceway to raceway. But see, that's the important thing. You have to know that so that you can install your raceways properly to make sure you have that separation. Now, there is a way around that. Instead of trying to have the conductor run continuously through and down in the same conductor through those two raceways, you could splice it in there. Just make sure you have enough free conductor in there. But splice it, and then you have two separate conductors, and then the separation between raceways carrying the same conductor won't apply because it's not the same conductor anymore. It's two separate conductors pulled into a junction box, and you are splicing them. You with me? Okay, just kind of a way around that, but just something to think about. The next one that we get from people is U-pulls. So what if I have a raceway and I've got two raceways coming in from the bottom? So it's simply coming up, going into the raceway and coming into the junction box and coming straight back down. Okay, well, think about this. Both of these raceways are in the same row because they're on the same side. They're coming in from the bottom. So you got to remember that. Remember also, this is a U-pull. So it has nothing to do with straight as eight. It's a U-pull. It falls under 314.28A2. And we know that we take the raceway, the largest raceway, okay, times six plus the sum of the others in the same row. So in this case, it would be two because it's trade size two, let's say. Two trade size twos coming in the bottom of this junction box. So it'd be two times six plus two, and that is 14 inches. So since the raceways are coming in from the bottom, the vertical dimension from the point where it comes into the opposite wall is going to be at least 14 inches, okay? Now, that is our vertical dimension. Now, what about the horizontal? Okay, so in the horizontal, you remember, since these raceways are coming in, turning, going straight back down, those raceways enclose the same conductors. And if that's the case, they have to be what? They have to be separated apart six times the largest raceway. So in this case, two times six is 12. So this box is going to have to be wide enough to not only give you the 12 inches apart, but if it's trade size two, for example, then if it's 12 inches apart and then you add the trade size two on the left side and trade size two on the right side, that means that box is going to theoretically be at least 12, 13, 14, 16 inches because of the 12 separation and, of course, the two of the trade size. Okay? Now, that's, again, making sure that you can get the lock nuts on and the fittings. So reality is it's probably a little more than 16 inches. But at the end of the day, that's how you have to think. Okay? So be aware of that. In an exam, they'll give you sizes, references, and things like that. And go with the best possible answer for that. Okay? But I do need you to know that in a U-pull, that those raceways, since they're containing the same conductors, have to be separated, and it's six times the largest raceway. Now, granted, if this was a trade size two coming in and then a trade size three going down, then you would use the trade size three, right? It'd be three times six, and that is going to be the separation between the raceways, okay? And you're going to, obviously, since they're going on the same side of the box, you have to make sure that not only you can get that separation, but now the raceways, the lock nuts and fitting, everything will make it on that side wall. So that's going to make your box a little bit bigger, because you have to not only accommodate the separation between raceways, but now you have to actually accommodate the raceways, lock nuts, bushings, and what have you, right? So those are just things that you have to think about when you're applying the code. Now, the next thing that they ask me, or the person that submitted would ask me, is, okay, that's all great, Paul, but what about if I've got a box and it's come, one raceway is coming out the bottom, but this is a case where I've got a raceway coming into the back. Okay. Well, this is one is a little unique. It's also covered in 314.28A too. And this one's under the exception, which is telling me, look, since the conductors are coming in from the back and it's opposite a removable cover, this is the first time we're actually going to deal with something that gives us a minimum depth dimension of the box from the opposite of the removable cover. Everywhere else, it just was deep enough to accommodate the raceways, to accommodate the fittings and whatnot. But here, it's a little different. So in your mind, picture you have a junction box and have a raceway coming out the bottom, but say it's mounted on the wall, and then coming in through the wall from the back of it is another raceway. And let's say it's a trade size 3 coming in the back of the box, and of course the one coming out the bottom is a trade size 3. So I've got 500 KC mil set coming in. Okay, what do I do here? Well, the exception under 314.28A2 tells me that I'm going to go look at 312.6A, and I'm going to treat it as if it's just one, okay? All I'm dealing with is the, using that table, all I'm going to use is the one terminal allowance in that table, okay? So when I use that, I'm going to use the size of one of the conductors of the phases that are coming in through the back, and that's a 500 KC mil. Of course, it's probably 500 KC mil. There's probably a black, red, blue, but we're only going to use one of them, and that's the 500 KC mil. So in this case, you're going to go to the 312.6A. You're going to find, again, if it's copper, you're looking under all other. Of course, there's a 8,000 series aluminum there now, but we're talking about copper, so we're going to be on the left side. And you're going to go down until you see 400 through 500 KC mil, and you'll notice to the right, again, under the one terminal, okay, and that would be 6 inches. So the depth of that box from the point where it comes in the back to the removable cover only has to be 6 inches deep, and has to be a minimum of 6 inches deep. Now, could it be deeper than that? Absolutely. But the 6 inches deep is going to easily accommodate the trade size 3 raceway. It's going to allow for the conductors to come out and turn and bend and go straight down. But here, remember something. This does not alleviate you from having those conductors that are in the same raceway. In other words, they come in the back, they turn, and they go straight down. They're sharing the same, that same conductor is sharing multiple raceways. Like we said before, you still got to do the separation, that Z dimension we talk about. And that would be 6 times the largest raceway. So you got to position this. So it comes in the back. The box has to be at least 6 inches deep. And it comes in. And you're going to have to make sure that it's separated from the raceway coming out the bottom at least 18 inches. How do we get 18? 6 times 3, right? And then you got to remember that we still have a dimension value. Since we have a raceway coming in from the bottom, we're going to have to do a Y dimension vertically. And of course, that is 3 times 6. And there's no other raceways on that side or in that row. So it's 18 inches. So this box is 18 inches from the bottom to the top. Now, the width of that box from left to right is very indicative of where you've got to put that raceway coming in the back, as far away from it enough in order to be able to get you that 18-inch separation, right? So again, all those things have to come into play. You have to be very careful when you bring that raceway in the back of that box, because yes, you're determining what the depth of this box has to be so you can bend those conductors and route them down. But remember, if there's no splices in there, then you still have to have the separation, because the raceway coming in the back and the raceway coming out the bottom are sharing the same conductors. So you have to have that Z dimension, that separation. A lot of people forget that, but that is something that has to be taken into account. And that's going to change the dimensions of your box in order to achieve that. Now, chances are, an 18 by 18 inch box, you probably can put your raceway at the bottom as far over to the left as you can, and then the raceway as far top right corner as possible that comes in the back, and you might be able to get your 18 inch separation. And if you can, you're good to go. Okay. So keep that in mind. Okay. All right. So hopefully I've answered. That's just the basic, again, pretty, Pretty simple concept when it comes to Boxville. Hopefully you got something out of that and answered that question for you. We have a great series on Boxville. We study this thing on our Wednesday night sessions. If you want to get into our subscription program, then you can go over to our website and you subscribe for $9.99 a month. That's it, or $119 a year, one-time fee. You can watch all of our videos, all of our podcasts. You get to see some of the videos from the Wednesday night sessions. In fact, if you're a subscriber, you get to join us on a Wednesday night sessions if you want, and bring your questions to help everybody as well. So that is up to you. So hopefully you got something out of today. So hopefully I answered your question for you and gave you again, it's difficult over a podcast, but try to explain it the best I can to paint you a mental picture. Till next time, folks, stay safe. God bless.